Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Updated weather. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Snow. 31 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Snow. 31 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Snow. 31 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Snow. 31 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Winter weather advisory. Winter weather advisory. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees.
Hey, KCI. About LNA. RHK. Copy. I missed that. This KCI, you got a copy?
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Bravo. I got a copy.
Well, how you doing there, Mr. Bob Zop? How's the Owasso area hanging? How you doing? This fine Sunday.
KAKCI, it's doing great. A little chilly out there, but I'm inside wearing some shorts and a t-shirt, anticipating spring. At least on the inside looking out.
Well, that's great. Good news. Yeah, we just working on Stormy's radio again. Had a little malfunction, so we think we got her running, so we're just getting on to see if I could hear him and how it was sounding. So just he wasn't on 10 meters, so I thought I'd give him a hour here. So you just never know. But that's good. That's good. It's been interesting. Supposed to warm up and get the snow all out of here anyways.
Roger that. That it does. Supposed to get, I think, up to 60 or upper 50s. But got back in the 20s coming up soon. Spring will be here soon. It'll stay warm. Why can't you wear these shorts outside, too? And, yeah, I've been doing good. Talked to Mike the other day. And I like my little ham station. Things are just going really, really smooth with me right now. I like it a lot. I hope Stormy pops down there.
Well, that's what we were trying to do. We had him rolling. Had him rolling good. So we got him, got a amp and got a meter. And we got just had them darn switches are giving us problems and jumpers.
Roger
that. Yeah, I haven't even...
Getting ready to be a farmer?
Get on the breakfast club in the morning, but, no, it's, been out still cutting wood, trying to get things, started, but then the cold comes, so we just, get some more wood and come back in the house.
Jack, getting all the tractors ready to plant?
Yep, we got that. They're all ready. It's just a matter of getting the drill out and making sure he's all good to go. But, yeah, we're just kind of waiting. The trails, trying to keep them nice and not rutted up. So it's hard when you're running back and forth. But it's still cold enough in the morning. You can get up and still move around without having too much mud. But not this morning. We got all that white stuff out there, and it's got to be melting fast.
Roger that, roger that. Hey, first person I heard talking today. The HF bands aren't in the best shape right now. It wasn't earlier.
I noticed yesterday it was pretty poopy. I've been trying to hit all the, ladies that are on the band for the weekend. I know they had WW whatever radio thing going, so there have been a lot of them out there, so I've been trying to hit all of them.
everybody's wives on the radio. Bring your wife to Radio Weekend.
World, Women World Radio.
Roger that.
I believe you looked it up.
I've made a few contacts on that, and then there's a Children's Net once in a while, and I'll pop in and make a contact on that, too, this weekend. There was kids. Some little two-meter radios out there with someplace where they have children. Some kind of event.
I'll be right back with you there, sir. Hey, hon. KCI, stand by.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, roger that.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Updated weather. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 47 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory.
Good evening. This is KE8PCQ, and I will take 3 net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name.
This is KF8EDQ, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
This is KEHPCQ taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night in Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please tell me your call sign and your name.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Bravo KEHGOB Bob and Owasso. Over.
Bob, can you repeat the last three letters, please?
Zulu Oscar Bravo QSL.
QSL now.
Roger that, and a good evening to you, and thank you for the net this evening.
You're welcome.
KDADAZ, Muni Port, no traffic.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor Foxtrot, Ron, and no traffic as well.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw, no traffic.
This is KEHPCQ taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name. We'll get started in a couple minutes here.
Wind advisory.
Good evening. 19, this is the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Dave, and my call sign is KEHPCQ, and I am located in Bay City. I will be your net control for this evening. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and just general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find this on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and whether or not you have any traffic for the net. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are short time, mobile, or are in and out. I will not take check-ins from any Echolink stations. I will now take regular check-ins. So far, I have KF8EDQ, KE8ZOB, Bob, KD8PAZ Mini, KC8YBF Ron, and KC8VOA Rick. Are there any further check-ins at this time?
Kilo Delta 8 Alpha Victor Alpha. 88
Aaron. Well, let's get started on this rather wet evening. It's raining here right now. We, of course, in Bay City have the annual St. Patrick's Day parade and road run. That was rather interesting. And we had our traditional corned beef and cabbage dinner this evening. So with that said, KF8EDQ, Mike, good evening. Stand by, Bob.
KEC8PCQ, KE8PCQ, I think it is. Thanks for doing the net, Dave. This is KF8EDQ, Mike in Saginaw. I guess, you know, we just had a normal week this last week. Managed to skate through the week through work, and we took Ducky out to Bay City as usual on Thursday, and I went and walked some dogs at the shelter this morning and yesterday morning, and we We had plenty of people doing it today, so it was a nice relief. And lots of dogs got out plenty of times, and I was expecting more wind tonight. I was expecting it to get a little bit warmer too. It was very surprising to wake up to a few inches of snow and then have it turn out to be 50 some degrees later on that day. So yeah, that's about it for me. Nothing new per se. Oh, I got I ended up putting a dual band radio in my pickup. I have an antenna mount that it latches to like the edge of the, like an edge. I put it on my, on the hood, on the edge of my hood, and it's an Anytone 778 there. I got it in there, and seems to be working pretty good. So that's about it for me, so I'll pass it back to Net Control. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Mike. I got a dual band Yaesu FT6000 mobile rig, and it would have worked fine on my, quest for a mobile, except that my Ford pickup is aluminum. Next up, KE8ZOB. Bob, good evening, and stand by many.
Roger that. Thank you for the net, and good evening to everybody on the net this evening. Nothing really new with my ham station. Just sit back and actually, I enjoy what I do have. I'm on a little Zygoo radio at the moment, and it is my laptop's playing a radio right now. But always, I have it manually. Well, every contact, I put a little comment in there and say howdy for the QRZ page when I'm logging it down. But I enjoy it, a slow pace. Like I think 10 watts on the Zygoo to play FT8. And talking to y'all on this radio was on the 7300 on there, but there's a contest, did a few of those, like I guess a Wisconsin QSO, and I don't know, I like moxies. 2 meters just get hops in Michigan. Really, it's just a good thing to do. 2 meters, it's worth having 2 meter radio in Michigan. Without a shadow doubt in my mind. All right, back to net. And again, appreciate the net and all the people that I have met on the net. All right, Kilo Lake, Zulu Oscar Bravo.
Well, Bob, you're sounding great for a handheld. I mean, it's coming through loud and clear. KD8 PAC Mini and standby KC8 YVF Ron. Good evening, Mini.
Well, good evening, KD8PCQ. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everybody in here. Not doing too much. Just finished my number 16 puzzle about an hour ago. So I got four more sitting over on the sofa waiting for me to put them together. So I really enjoy putting them together, and then I put them back in the box, and if anybody wants them, they're here, and just let me know, and I can give them to them. Other than that, just sitting here on the inside, keeping warm. This is KD8BAZ, back to KD8PCQ.
It's amazing on those puzzles you put together, many of that. A lot of tenacious effort, believe me. KC8YVF Ron, standby KC8BOA Rick. Good evening, Ron.
Good evening, Dave. Everyone on the net tonight. Yeah, boy, it's been kind of a wild week weather-wise. It got up to the snow this morning. We're supposed to have whatever, possibly some thunderstorms tonight, rain and thunderstorms possibly, and boy, up north in the UP, them guys can have it. The prediction up there from 2 to 4 feet of snow, and even across, my brother has a condo up in Traverse City to the northwest of Traverse City. And, yeah, they're expecting a foot or more up there. They're expecting another half inch of ice through Traverse City across through some of the areas that got hit last year. So major ice storm again through Tuesday, something like that. Boy, can't catch a break for up in that area. I'm just glad it's not here. So for me this weekend was at my daughter's yesterday. It was her birthday. We had the grandkids in the morning. Daughter and son-in-law went over to Mount Pleasant to play some bingo and have lunch and that. And we met back at their house for dinner. Had some friends over in that, played some cards after dinner, got home about 11:30 or so. Today, I've been just doing some odds and ends around the house. I got things on the 3D printers again for my daughter or granddaughter. Daughter sent some things that my granddaughter wanted printed, so both printers are printing a dollhouse cabinetry for the dollhouse kitchen, so some upper cabinets for the kitchens are on the printers right now. For me, I've been printing some drawers to go in the shop. I got four of them printed. I tried two different styles, see which one I like, but I got four of them installed, and I'm going to go with one style. It's a little heavier and doesn't take quite as long to print. But I get about 2.5 drawers out of a spool of filament, so I've got 7 more I want to print to go in the shop to give me some more storage. So I had to order some more filament to get in, and that's supposed to be in on Tuesday. And if I print them all, that will be gone by then, too. So I might have to put another order in, but get them done. And like I said, getting some things done around here. And that's about all I got for this go-around. We'll be here for the 73. Back over to you, Dave, KC8YVF.
Well, Ron, printing all those drawers leads me to believe that there must be a cabinet that's printable to go with it, and they can fit in there. KC8VOA, Rick, and stand by, KD8AVA.
Well, good evening again, Dave. Thank you for doing the net, and good evening to everybody on the net. Yeah, Rod, I think when we price out lumber and price out 3D filament, it's kind of almost a wash in some ways, other than you get your time and everything else involved in cutting the lumber and putting it together, et cetera. When you're done with the 3D printer, it's basically done for the most part. For myself, this weekend, not a whole lot been going on. I've been leading a class, got one more week to lead that class, well actually 2 more weeks to lead it, and then we'll pick it up from there. Been busy with other odds and ends and stuff like that, and so that's what's been keeping me busy. Unfortunately, I haven't had any radio projects to work on here with everything else is going on, so when I get done here tonight, I've got to open the books up. I've got another class tomorrow, and I lead a weekly devotional group on Monday mornings, so I've got to get that ready as well. And so that, I will turn it back over to Net Control. KC8BOA, back to K8PCQ.
Well, Rick, it's, you know, it's busy, 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 and if you're retired, it gets 3 times worse. KD8AVA, Aaron, welcome.
Net Control, this is 48AVA. Thank you for having me, and let me check in. Well, I have a lot to talk about tonight. I just wanted to, I heard the net come on and thought I'd speak up and say hi. I was just at kind of a small group gathering and on my way home and heard you guys on the radio, so. Yeah, it's been a pretty crazy week weather-wise, but honestly, that's why I love Michigan. I love that it can be spring, summer, winter, everything all in 1 week, and you just can't know. Other than that, I've been raising my dog. Her name's Nova. She's a 4-month-old golden retriever, so she keeps me pretty busy. And, yeah, about it. I'll turn it back over to Net Control. This is KD8AVA.
Well, thanks, Aaron, for joining us anytime. Appreciate it. Are there any check-ins for the Sunday Night Mid-Michigan Net? If so, please come with your call sign and your name. Nothing heard, so I'll take a turn. I got my TGIF spot back Thursday. and turned it on and got most of it reprogrammed with the help of the technical staff. And boy, I'll tell you, digital for me is really tough. I mean, it's a tough situation, but it's up and running, and hopefully nothing goes wrong again. With that said, we're going to go back to the top for the 73 round, KF8 EDQ. Mike, 73 round.
Well, it's good to hear everybody in there. I just took some training courses. I went through some training material with associated with the shelter. So, like, I guess they're gonna have different levels of dogs rated on their behavior and sensitivity, we'll call it. And so I'm going through. I've been selected to go through additional training because I like to deal with those dogs that are, you know, that are maybe having a hard time at the shelter and just taking a little bit of extra time and making them feel welcome and safe. So, and, you know, some of these dogs have problems with men, and you got to kind of have to break them of that. And, yeah, that's about it for me. I'm hoping that... We don't get too windy around here this evening, but I'll probably be playing on my computer for the rest of the evening. Probably go to bed early because last night went my dog Cassidy. You know, if you don't know, I've got three of them, but in particular Cassidy was being a bed hog, so she woke me up a few times between like 2 and 5 a.m. and eventually I gave up at about 5 a.m. and just got up. So I've been up for a while. I did take a nap after I went to the shelter this morning, but I'm still feeling pretty tired. So hopefully I'm nice and rested in the morning. But 73, everyone, have a good week. I guess we'll catch you tomorrow. So, but 73, this is KF8 EDQ, back to net control.
Now, Mike, get some sleep and thanks for all you do. K8ZOB, Bob, 73 round, my friend.
Roger that, 73 to you all, and again, thank you for the net this evening. Everybody have the best week they can, and I'm sure I'll hear you guys on a net either later tonight or tomorrow, because I think there's a video scan. I'm still trying to learn how to do that myself.
All right,
Kilo Lakewake, Zulawski Bravo, 73. 73,
Bob, and have a great week.
KD8PAZ
Mini, 73 round.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, I've got to take a picture of this puzzle and get it put on Facebook so everybody can see what I've done, and now I'll probably start another one tomorrow and see how long. I've only been getting 500-piece puzzles. I give up on the 1,000 for a little while, so I got two more 500-piece and two 750 pieces. So anyway, I'll get those done, and my sister-in-law says, well, when you get them done, you'll have to go buy some more. So anyway, other than that, everybody have a good rest of the evening, and we'll talk to some of you tomorrow night. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8PCQ.
You have a great week, Minnie, and stay healthy. And 73. KC8YVF, Ron, 73 round.
Good evening again, Dave. Everyone on the net tonight. And we're just going to check the calendar here to see what I got up. Coming up this week, we got a board meeting for the radio club. I see that's going to be up on Wednesday. I didn't have it on my calendar, but I got that coming up Wednesday. We'll be going over some more information for the anniversary party for the Saginaw Club that's going to come up in August. So we've got a location. Narrow down as far as that and booked for the party itself. And we've got to work on some other things, the awards and some of the swag stuff and things like that. So that's what we'll be working on this week, or this month at least, to get some things narrowed down there. It will be August 22nd. August 22nd will be the anniversary. It will be the 70th anniversary of the Saginaw Radio Club. So we'll be getting invitations sent out later in the year as we get closer to that date. But except it should be a good event as far as that. We're hoping for 25 or 30 people to be able to come. That's about what we had for the 50th 20 years ago. So we're looking forward to that. For me, a normal work week, nothing else really going on. I do want to hit, I also see on my calendar, let me break. This coming Thursday, Saginaw Township School Board is having an information meeting. They've tried to pass a few millages here that have gone down, and hopefully they've got it narrowed down to the critical stuff. I don't mind passing a millage, but when they start throwing everything under the sun into there, when you were looking at, you know, over almost $400 million budget and new buildings and athletic fields and all of this stuff, need to concentrate on the critical things for the kids, and it looks like they might have got it into that area now from the information I've been reading, but I want to go to the information meeting on Thursday night and see what they've got to say. But other than that, everyone else have a good week. Hopefully we'll talk to some of you tomorrow night on the SavaraNet. And this is KC8YVF. Back to that.
Well, Ron, good luck during the week in 73. Sounds like a busy week. KC8VOA, Rick, 73 round.
Well, good evening again, Dave, and everybody in the net. And Ron, just think, had that millage passed, along with our SEVs going up, just imagine what they would have been getting. That would definitely be hurting a lot of people on fixed incomes and so forth. It's difficult. For me this week, like I said, not real busy. Got a board meeting Wednesday. Tomorrow is my busy day. Other than that, during the day, and I need to drop off a meal tomorrow to a person that is homebound and make that happen and so forth. And other than that, I'm hoping everything runs fine. Looks like we've got a chance of some more winter weather-like mixture coming in on Tuesday, Wednesday as well as over tonight and tomorrow morning. So make sure you budget a little extra time in the morning there. And, Ron, don't forget, it's recyclables this week. And so with that, I'm going to turn back over to Net Control, KC8BOA.
Thanks for the info, Rick. Yeah, as I look out the window here and see it raining, and thinking it's only March, you know, I hope we just don't get a freeze tonight, because our temperature is dropping. KD8AVA, 73 round.
Net Control, this is KD8AVA. Nothing else to add. I enjoy listening to everyone and catching up on the voices that I do know. And, hoping that millage passes. You know, kids haven't had a significant investment in the schools in quite a while, and I know there's a lot of buildings to take care of, and it's hard to get everyone to align on what's important and what's not. And so hopefully we can get something passed, because it's really the only option before the buildings start failing even more. So, yeah, we'll be around tonight in case there's some severe weather. It was interesting, you know, with the winds and the storms earlier. I didn't have any negative impacts myself, but I know some people up in Grayling that did. And yeah, but speaking of the ice storm, I did hear that there's going to be some more federal funds coming to help recover from that from last year, a couple years ago, whenever that big one was. So that'll be good. Anyways, good talking to you, and I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. And I'll be clear on the final. This is KD8AVA, back to Net Control.
Aaron, have a great week. Stay safe. And 73. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name. Not hearing anything. Are there any further comments or check-ins? Any rechecks? Tonight, including myself, we have a total of 7 check-ins. And at this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated. This is Dave, KE8-PCQ. This net is now closed, and the repeater will be turned back to normal amateur use. 73, and have a great week, guys.
Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good evening, 20 hundred hours. Rain, 38 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy, 35 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good evening, 22 hours. Rain, 36 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good evening, 23 hours. Rain, 36 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory.